Welcome to the Insurance Dream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. It is good to be with you. Today is Monday, September 18th, 2023. We're continuing on in our Avoiding Employee Theft in Your Agency series. Friday, we talked about part one was opportunity. Today, we're going into part two, which is motive or pressure. Today's episode is sponsored by Viva Virtual Assistants. They are virtual assistants just for the insurance industry. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on Viva, click on virtual assistants. That'll hook you up with Viva. They operate in the convenient central time zone. They are insurance whiz people over there. All they do is help out. We got a whole division just helps out insurance agencies. So go check them out. Theinsurancestream.com. Services for your agency. Virtual assistants. Get you hooked up with the fine folks over there at Viva. Okay, so on today's 5-minute daily insurance meditation, we're moving on in our series. Again, as I said, this is the Avoiding Employee Theft in Your Agency, part two. Part one, again, we talked about opportunity. Today, we're going to talk about motive or pressure. So, you know, when someone commits occupational fraud in your agency, another element that's usually present is motive or individual pressure. This can be the pressure to satisfy just basic monetary or material needs that are not met in a normal way. Pressures can also be motivated by greed or the need for power. So, the first one of those things, we got the pressure to satisfy basic monetary or material needs. So basic needs of individuals can vary. For some, it might be food, clothing, or shelter. For others, financial needs, you know, will be to provide for a close family member's expensive medical treatment, to stop foreclosure on a home, support a gambling habit, or pay for their kids' college tuition. Another individual might consider a basic need to be expensive clothes or jewelry. The lack of basic needs, for whatever reason, will push some individuals to commit illegal acts to survive and satisfy these unfulfilled needs. These are not extreme examples, but they happen every day. When the pressure becomes too great, some individuals will take desperate actions to eliminate their personal pressure. The next one, greed. Greed is another motivator for some individuals and is an interesting phenomenon. For some, greed might be thousands of dollars. For others, it might simply be stealing a small amount of office supplies that could easily be purchased. What makes this element of occupational fraud so difficult is that greed is different for everyone. So power, the need for power, also falls into this category and is difficult to pinpoint. If the need for power is great enough, some individuals will also resort to illegal means to get or keep power. Without knowing a person's ethical values or psychological makeup, it's really, really, really difficult to identify individuals in a business that might consider committing fraud to satisfy their inner needs for greed or power. Although opportunity in a business can be reduced or eliminated, it is difficult to reduce an individual's motive to commit fraud. Even though an individual might be making a substantial salary, it still might not be enough to satisfy all of that employee's basic needs or other desires. Agency owners should be vigilant in observing how employees act at work, generally how they live, what opportunities might exist for someone to be deceptive. That's, again, this whole thing is bringing down the level of opportunities for people to commit fraud. An individual earning an average salary, yet driving an expensive car, living in an expensive house, taking exotic vacations, and by and large spending more than they make, should be a red flag. Everyone has pressure in their lives at one time or another, but pressure alone is normally not enough for someone to commit fraud. When pressure is combined with other elements of opportunity and rationalization, the chances of fraud start to increase. And on tomorrow's final episode of the Avoiding Employee Theft in Your Agency, we're going to talk about rationalization. But this has been your 5-minute daily insurance meditation.